That's funny. You mean even the Mexican government gives a shit about their people?
So we're shopping right now at Walmart in Mexico, and I thought something that was really interesting that you probably have never seen before. So in the U.S., we have a lot of cereal boxes that have cartoon characters on it. Well, check out what they look like here. So not only do they cover it, they talk about the calories and they make it big and bold. And then in the top right, it says excessive calories, excessive sugars, and excessive sodium. Can you imagine a world where you see Frosted Flakes without Tony the Tiger on them? So yeah, that's what we've noticed so far in Mexico. So it's pretty interesting to see how they really take it serious about how they expose what's in food. And they don't want cartoon characters to influence kids to get things that are unhealthy. It's pretty cool.
Good morning, you deplorables. Guys, live stream is tonight. We're going to be starting at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I hope you guys can make it. As you know, live streams are only on Telegram because YouTube could eat shit. Let me think. Yeah, I think I'll start there. But to get to Telegram, you guys already know how it goes. Just go to Telegram at Patriot Club Bot. Sign up, become a member of Dr. Patriot Club. I want to jump straight in today, guys. Hodge Twins put up a video, at this point, it was a couple days ago. I never got around to watching it until last night. So, we're sitting here, and we're watching it, and I heard something. Now, apparently, this fraud, Neil deGrasse, whatever the fuck, Tyson, went on, I forgot the guy's name, but I've listened to his podcast a couple times, but right now his name escapes me. Went on a podcast with this dude, right? Respected guy, good guy. And I'm surprised that Keith and Kevin, I think one of them noticed it and they said, wait, what? But they didn't really address it after the fact, so I'll do it. I want you guys, remember what we said, okay? The whole corona, COVID-19 thing as a virus, as a respiratory virus, was not real. In fact, we all concluded that the real virus was the vaccine. I mean, quick example. Case in point. Fucking people up, people are dropping dead all over the place. Honestly, I got sick and tired of watching the videos of people dying on camera, the vaccinated, right? But this scam artist, Neil deGrasse Tyson, he said something, and I think he said it three times, and only me and Vivian picked up on it. I was like, yo, did he just say what I think he said? For once, he actually told the truth. I'm going to use the Hodge Twins video because I'm not going to go watch the whole video on the other dude's channel and try to find the exact part. So I'm going to use the Hodge Twins, but just listen to what he says about the vaccine. Listen.
What I'm saying is, you're not your decision point is not, I'm not going to take the virus because 5 years, 10 years, I don't know what effect it's going to have.
Some may, though. Some may not be comfortable with
that. Let me finish the sentence. Okay. So
calm down.
You can say, I don't want to take the virus because 5 or 10 years from now, there could be a side effect that we don't see.
Which is a possibility.
Hold on. I'm trying to make a statistical point here, okay? If you say, I don't want to take the virus because it hasn't been tested for 5 years and there could be some long-term side effect that worries me.
Don't bullshit me. Every single one of you just heard it three times. If I take the virus, he didn't say vaccine. Remember, this guy is paid to come on television and lie to you. He's not stupid. He knows what's really going on. And he slipped three times because the vaccine is the fucking virus, if you didn't know. That's crazy. How the hell did he let that one slip? Oh, and speaking of which, I mean, not looking at it from our lens, they keep talking about depopulation. That's the whole point, right? We need less people here. There are too many people. But this guy right here feels otherwise.
Right now, pause the video, go look at it, come back. And you're saying that reduction of population is the greatest thing that we should do. The number one problem right now in the world is population or overpopulation. You are a goddamn lie. You're literally a liar. There is over 196,940,000 square miles of planet Earth, 57,255,000 square miles of land, 139,685,000 square miles of water. Who the hell are you playing with? And you're telling me that 7.6, 7.7 billion people occupy all of this land? No, we do not.
They scared of you,
you ever
bro.
Drove through Texas?
They scared of that.
You can't fool us no more. You ever drove through Texas? You ever drove through Nevada? You ever drove through Oklahoma? How much empty space is out there? We ain't overpopulated. We are densely populated. Too many people are trying to live in a certain place. That's the problem. But there is tons of land, brother, all over this planet. It is plentiful. So knock off the depopulation tactics. And
what is it about?
That's it.
Exactly. It's all horseshit. They have to sell it to us anyway.
Oh, no, it's too many people.
Really? Not to mention what the known land that we all know and, you know, we could go there and go visit, jump on an airplane and go. That's not all the land. Oh, man. All right, let's get serious on this next one. This dude is in the military. Amanda, I think this was you. Somebody posted this in Dr. Patriot Club chat. Anybody could go and, you know, join the chat. But it's not as cool as being in the live streams in the club. But I want you guys to listen to this. Remember when we said they're going to need a really, 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 really big distraction from all these motherfuckers dying off after taking the vaccine? I think that goes hand in hand with what this guy right here had to say.
You have like 150 miles radius that you can go away from the base and everything like that, right?
Right.
What happened was... Oh, I'm so nervous. I don't want to get in trouble, but I feel like everyone needs to understand what's going on in the military side of things. So you were talking about airborne. The airborne that's over there, they're not really airborne, right? They're air assault. It's the 101st, right? We are the All-American 82nd. We were there first. We got sent first because we are a QRF, which means Quick Reaction Force. Us here in the 82nd, we are not a rotational unit. We are a quick reaction force, which means we don't go to a place to rotate another unit out. We go to neutralize everything. When they send us, they mean business. Okay. So the RFI that we're going right now for RFI, RFI simply stands for reissue of like actually combat gear. Because what we get if when we're here, it's training gear. Then they give us our combat AC, combat pants, our combat tops, our combat bottoms, our combat, all of these other stuff. And guess what's in there? Marshmallows. Okay. Marshmallows are cold weather gear that is getting ready to drop for us so that we can be in cold weather stations. They don't give those out for no reason.
Nope.
Now, understand this. Whenever you go on leave, you don't get a memorandum from a commander, a brigade commander, saying, spend as much, take advantage of this unrestricted leave, take advantage of this leave and spend as much time as you can with your families. Before we left, we also got a brief telling us, whenever we come back, get ready because we're hitting the ground running. There is a lot of stuff. There's a lot of movement. At first, we were joking. We would joke around.
They told them they're going to hit the ground running. You know what that means? Fucking war. But we knew this already. Did we not? Is that not what Mike and I spoke about also? They need a distraction, a really big one. War with Russia. A war that, by the way, no one asks for, as in, you know, the people that own this country, us, well, we're supposed to, but we're really owned by fucking London, or England, or whatever the hell. I don't know, folks. I don't know what's going to happen. But even as we look forward to the future, if you look in the past, they weren't very optimistic about the future.
Intelligent inhabitants of that future world won't be men or monkeys. They'll be machines, the remote descendants of today's computers. Now, the present-day electronic brains are complete morons, but this will not be true in another generation. They will start to think, and eventually they will completely outthink their makers. Is this depressing? I don't see why it should be. We superseded the Cro-Magnon and Neanderthal men, and we presume we're an improvement. I think we should regard it as a privilege to be stepping stones to higher things. I suspect that organic or biological evolution has about come to its end, and we are now at the beginning of inorganic or mechanical evolution, which will be thousands of times swifter.
How are we going to fight something like that? I mean, we know how. The thing is, guys, and, you know, we all know how to stop this. We could stop it overnight if we wanted to. But not enough people have the balls. They want to replace us with robots. Look at Amazon. How do you think your Amazon Prime packages make it to your home as soon as it does? You think those are people in a factory? No. Have you ever seen inside of an Amazon factory, like where they keep all the shit? You ever seen it? It's all robotic. There may be like fucking five people there, tops, just making sure that none of the machines break down. Then you got Elon Musk. I'm sorry, I still don't trust him. With his Neuralink nonsense, I want to put something in my brain. Fuck you, you're not putting anything in my brain. We're going to make you do it. We're going to force you to do it. Just like we did with people with the vaccine. Well, guess what? What did Vin Diesel say in, what was that movie? Babylon AD. Remember when Gorski said, I could get you to do it for free. What did Vin Diesel say?
You can't make me do shit, Gorski.
I love that movie. I can make you do it for free. You can't make me do shit. And I say that to anybody. I don't give a fuck who it is. IRS, CIA, FBI. You can't make me do shit. You can't make me get vaccinated. You can't make me wear a mask. You can't make me do shit. I do what I want to do. Period. I'm going to go to Central America for a moment. And for a lot of you that dislike illegal immigration, this one is really going to piss you off. So this camera crew went down to Guatemala, of all places. There's a little village in Guatemala. Where is everybody?
Almost the entire town has migrated to the United States, and especially the men. So as I've been walking around the town today, I've seen almost exclusively women and children that are here. They say there's only maybe 150 people left, 200 people left.
Think about that. Small, tiny village in Guatemala. No men. Where did everyone go? Come on. Do I have to tell you? They're all probably here already. Or if not, in El Paso. Or maybe even on the way, and they left the women and children. Wow. That speaks volumes to the character of Guatemalan men. Unless, what did they do? They promised him, don't worry, mi amor. I go to America. I send you visa. Son of a bitch. Could you imagine? They abandoned everything. The entire life that they knew. The woman they loves. Just to come to our border and say, Joe Biden says I could come in, right? It's sickening. Or maybe I'm just a little old-fashioned, you know, laws and stuff. You guys want to hear a very, very, very scary story? Watch.
Let me tell you a scary story. An economics professor at a local college made a statement that she had never failed a single student before, but had recently failed an entire class. The class had insisted that socialism worked, that no one would be poor and no one would be rich, a great equalizer. The professor then said, okay, we will have an experiment in this class. All grades will be averaged and everyone will receive the same grade. No one will fail, but no one will receive an A either. After the first test, the grades were averaged and everyone got a B. The students who studied hard were upset, and the students who studied little were happy. As the second test rolled round, the students who studied little studied even less, and the ones who studied hard decided they wanted a free ride too, so they studied little. The second average test result was a D. No one was happy. When the third test rolled round, the average was an F. As the test proceeded, the scores never improved, as bickering, name-calling, and blame all resulted in hard feelings, and no one would study for the benefit of anyone else. To their great surprise, all failed. And the professor told them that socialism would ultimately fail, because when the reward is great, the effort to succeed is great. But when the government takes away all the reward, no one will try or want to succeed. And that is socialism, my friends. A race to the bottom.
Brrr. That shit gives me goosebumps. Because it's true. Socialism, communism, it's a race to the bottom. Everybody's equal, right? How so? I do more work than you. I'm more talented than you. Why the fuck are you getting paid the same thing I'm getting paid? Think about it. And you're going to want to share that one with your children, if you have them. Unbelievable. Socialism. Dude, like, how stupid is that? Okay, so I should have the same amount of money as, I don't know, Jeff Bezos or Elon Musk just for being here? I mean, those guys are both, you know, well, Musk still on the fence about, but that Neuralink thing puts him on the wrong side of the fence. Bezos is a piece of shit, and we already know. Oh, fuck, I wanted to tell you guys something. Based on our purchase history in Amazon, right? You know, all the preps that we're doing, because we're prepping our asses off, right? Do you know what they started suggesting for us? This is after, what, two generators and all type of survival stuff and survival food, right? They started giving us recommendations for... remember back in the days before we had washing machines? You know those, like, things that they look like fucking skillets or whatever, that where you wash your clothes, and then the machine, like, how you dry your clothes, you know, like, you put it through the thing and you roll it and it sucks out all the water? They started advertising that to us. Now, Vivian thinks that they're doing it, you know, just to, you know, based on our purchase history. But I think that they know what's coming and they're trying to get ahead of it. Not only are they getting ahead of it, but they're also going to capitalize off of it too. That's insane. That's insane. Almost as insane as you saying, I don't like my butt and I need a new butt, so I'm going to go get butt implants. And this happens.
Poder me ajudar, vamos aqui, amiga, minha situação. Há 3 anos, gente, eu tô nessa luta e se nunca fecha, o médico falou pra mim que não tem o que fazer, que não tem jeito. Eu sou um milagre, eu me tomo uma operação, eu creio no milagre, mas a operação não tem dinheiro pra pagar. Então eu tô pedindo a ajuda de vocês, não me ajuda, me ajuda.
Dude, just love who God made you. You know, I think I told you guys this before. My friends and I, we used to sit around and say, if you could come back as anybody in the world, who would you come back as? This is like, you know, late 90s, early 2000s. You know, my friends had these stupid ass ideas. I'd come back as Tupac. I'm like, good luck. You know, I'd come back as Michael Jordan. You know, I grew up in a black community. The expectations weren't very high. And when they came around to me, they said, who would you come back as, Mel? I said, I'd come back as me. They're like, oh, you conceited. You love yourself too much. I said, no, I just love who God made me. I wouldn't change anything about myself. This big ass head that I have, this little beer belly, I wouldn't change it. I mean, if I wanted to, you know, I'd work to slim it down a little bit, but I wouldn't change a damn thing. My parents still tell me I have Barney Rubble feet, you know, from the Flintstones. But I wouldn't change anything about myself. Nothing about my past. I wouldn't change it because that all led me to who I am today. However, since we are on this road to disgustingness, as I just subjected you guys to, you got to think twice with Asians. I remember I saw a girl. There was a girl on one of these stupid Asian websites, and she had a picture of them roasting rats, big ass rats, roasting them. Right? And I thought that was absolutely repulsive, because it is. As a, you know, citizen of a first world country, we wouldn't even dream of it. And then I saw in China, the dude ate, even though they were, you know, roasting the rats and they were going to eat them, at least they cooked them. Then it went a step further. I saw a video from China. Dude had a dead mouse, white mouse, and just bit the fucking thing's head off on camera, on YouTube, and just ate the thing raw, gross, bleh, just like that. Now, given the facial features, I think this is maybe Philippines, maybe Vietnam, I don't know. But this one right here takes the cake.
What's going on here? What is going on here? Oh, what the what? Did you just have a whole tarantula tree? Oh, no, deny, no. No. Does that mean you finna throw up? Because I'm right here with you.
Oh, I am
too. Well, howdy, man. Kind of too late for introduction, don't you think? I know you're a bit too personal now. There's a lot of spiders. There's some big head things. If arachnophobia was a meal, here it is right here. I don't see no pot of boiling water, no fire starter. I don't even see a lighter. You don't put no heat to these things. At least make a spider slider or something. You just gonna dump it in whatever that is. What is that? I guess the spider heads for the capture this flavor here. It's still moving though, ma'am. Don't play with your food here. No. Oh, you just ate this thing all butt first and everything. No. This mud trying to escape as you eating it. No, this is D to the N to the I denied. Miss me with this eight-legged lunch here. No. I ain't got a cap to slap. No, denied. No, no.
Oh! Ew!
Ew!
What the fuck?
What the fuck?
Okay. I need to see a video really fast of a drug addict on a New York City subway system to help take my mind off of what the fuck we just watched. Yeah, guys, stay off the subway system. These fucking people. Let's talk about MK Ultra. Do you believe that the government could deliberately put games in people's homes for children with subliminal messages in them? Doc, what are you talking about? What is this, a conspiracy theory? You think?
Evil toy blocks.
A, B, C, right? Makes sense. Then it goes D, E, M, O, N, S.
Demons.
This is from the 1930s, dude. No one's making it like that.
There's been a company made that.
So it's a company, Gateway Toy Company.
Do you know what that is?
This is Gateway, right? That's all we know about it. Like,
get it? Oh, I get it. Gateway.
Right, right. Danvers, Massachusetts. Wow. These things are really, really hard to find. I, of course, have them, which is amazing. But here's the deal. This is the craziest thing. So the first thing is, there's hidden messages in these boxes. So the first thing, when you look at this box, it says family. It's the only word on there that is in all caps, right? So what happens if you spell the word family with the blocks? Family. Where is my other?
Why is my
the Y's is over the other way. So spell it right. So I have to sometimes, here we go. Yep, there we go. So if I spell family in these blocks, if I just turn them all over, check this out. M U R D E R. So imagine a children's set of blocks where a kid spells the word family, and directly on the other side is the word murder.
Holy cow.
Someone was a scramble in the name.
Totally normal. Nothing to see here. Don't look. Dude, they really fucking hate us, don't they? These people are evil. Evil. I want to show this. I want to, you know, say it's comedy, but it's not really comedy. You know, for a guy that commits as much felonies as Hunter Biden, this motherfucker really likes putting everything on tape.
Sweetheart? Hey. Hey. Are you okay? Everything fine? Are you hurt in any way?
Okay.
Any way are you hurt? Hey. Is anything hurt on you? Anything? I was literally saying, I'm sorry that it took so long to give you $10,000. Do you have any bruise? Anything? Have I ever touched you in a bad way? Ever? Have I asked you every time if I could touch you? Every time. Sweetheart, look at me. You cannot talk to me that way and say things like that. Because I'm more respectful than anyone you've ever met. Are you okay? What? Here.
No.
I thought you said you wanted water. It's the only water I have.
I'm more special than anyone you've ever met, screams Hunter Biden. The crackhead. That's a lot of ego for someone addicted to crack cocaine. God knows what he did to that girl, but the thing is, I don't know if he was in Europe when that happens. I don't know if he was in America. I have no idea. But whatever he did to her, she wasn't feeling it. Do you have any bruises? The fuck were you doing to her? And by the way, could you turn around, show me your back, and explain that fucking tattoo of the Finger Lakes? You sick freak. Mm-mm-mm. $10,000, though. Ugh. And then we ask questions of why he calls up China randomly. Guys, I'm going to be in France for a weekend. I need $50,000. And they'll just send it to him. Yeah, okay, we... No, I'm sorry, they're Chinese. Okay, we need him. Not more than that. We make sure that we have his father. Send the crackhead the money. And they just give it to him. Sad. That's a sad existence, man. Anyway, now you have these dumbass... this is so fucked up because I'm pretty sure that it was a guy driving. You know these smash and grabs that they've been doing all over the country? Imagine if you go do a smash and grab and then the getaway driver forgets to unlock the door.
Shoplifters take all the Nike but forget to unlock the door.
You see?
Hey, stop, Daddy.
You know she sold all of them out immediately. And you know what? I don't blame her. How the fuck do you not let me in the car? But it's probably a good thing. Because if that cop saw her get into the car, it would end up in a high-speed chase. And then next thing you know, some poor bastard on the street ends up getting killed by these asshole lunatic thieves. But that is funny. Open a door. Open a door. Fuck you, bitch. And he just drives off. What the hell is this world coming to, man? By the way, did you know this?
Within the 2023 defense budget is something very interesting indeed. Within these documents is a proposal for something they are calling rapid healing for warfighter injuries. That is technologies that can rapidly accelerate the restoration and repair of complex tissues. The document goes on to say the program will develop approaches that combine high-resolution biosensors to track the healing process in real time with bioactuators to stimulate restoration where and when they are needed. This sounds very much like the concept of med beds, a technology shown in movies like Elysium that can heal any illness or disease.
Now, that was just now, so nobody tell me, you know, oh, no, this is from 1998. No. That was in 2023. Well, 2022 into 2023. I had a lot of people question me and say, hey, doc, do you know anything about med beds? I said I didn't know if they were real. Can't really comment on it. But if I was a gambling man, which I'm not, but if I were, I would say, yeah, they have shit like that. Now, whether or not you want to get into one of them, I don't know. I think about the connection between us and our creator. You know? I don't know. That would be awesome though, right? Just getting a med bed and anything that's wrong with you, it just fixes it. That'd be fucking great. Guys, did you know that in the book of, the Satanic Bible of Anton LaVey, it says that you should not celebrate your birthday. And you know what? Well, no, it doesn't say you shouldn't, but you fucking listen.
Celebrating your birthday is satanic, part one. The Satanic Bible by Anton Zandor LaVey. Let's read. The highest of all holidays in the satanic religion is the date of one's own birth. This is in direct contradiction to the holy of holy days of other religions which deify a particular god who has been created in an anthropomorphic form of their own image, thereby showing that the ego is not really buried. The satanist feels, why not really be honest and not create that god as yourself? Every man is a god if he chooses to recognize himself as one. So the satanist celebrates his own birthday as the most important holiday of the year. Are you still going to celebrate your birthday?
Well, I could take a little bit of comfort in that. I don't celebrate my birthday. I don't. Maybe we really shouldn't. Anything that's in the Satanic Bible, do the opposite. This world is nothing that we think it is, man. To simply call it the Matrix is the understatement of the century. Like, nothing that we think is real is real. And the things that we would never believe to be real is real. Child trafficking, babies being sacrificed, adrenochrome harvesting the blood of infants and children. Like, that stuff you would hear and you would say, dude, you're crazy. But it turns out that that stuff is actually all real. Don't worry about it, guys. We live on a ball. We're moving at 1,000,000 miles an hour right now. There's some dude up there staring the earth. You're like, ah, shit, let me fucking swerve out of the way of this asteroid and this comet and this meteor. It's all bullshit. It's all bullshit. But I will say this. Just like the days of the Colosseum. Because in days of the Colosseum, it was different. You know, you had two, God knows how many dudes thrown in... the Colosseum, and they would have to fight to the death and blah, 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 right? But they realized they didn't need all the bloodshed. All they needed to do was entertain the masses. And this is another reason why I've never been into any sport of any kind, because it's all fucking fake.
Biggest night in sports? It's rigged.
Message.
Did I just spoil the surprise for some of the people? It's scripted entertainment. What we do is fake, right? So I know what you're thinking. Me hosting the ESPYs, that's crazy. Or is it genius? It's time to take a look at yourself, sports, and realize that you're more like the WWE than you have ever imagined.
Dwight Smith exposing how rigged the NFL is.
I don't believe the game is really decided on the field, so, you know, I don't get into all the X's and O's and talking, man. Like I said, I played in the game. I set a Super Bowl record, and we knew every play there was ready before the game started, so, hey.
Devontae, another one-score loss. How do you turn the train around?
Stick to the script. It's frustrating. Stick to the script.
That's just saying it.
Uh-oh. Yeah, well. Got that mic.
That's just saying it.
But look at the ref helping him out. He literally trips this Vikings cornerback and it ends up in a Curtis Samuel touchdown. Just look at this. 24 was in perfect position to pick it off, and then he collides with the ref. That is unreal.
Me speaking about this really goes against me. Like, my annuities and my portfolio is in the NFL. It's under the NFL. So if they go down, my stuff goes down. But I feel like you guys' souls mean much to me. So you can see the bigger picture. So you don't have to argue with Wednesday at 3 p.m. with a fan that's a Patriots fan. And y'all guys cussing each other out. And it's not even, it's all scripted. Like, you want me to say it?
They have nothing to say.
But they're not denying anything, and they're not refuting any of the facts.
That's...
NFL team owners have documented ties. Past and present NFL team owners have documented business ties to either the gambling community and or the organized crime syndicate. I'm also seeing that no fewer than 70 NFL games have been fixed. Now,
what does the emperor do when the people become restive, and when the people are asking questions, and when the people don't like the policies of the emperor? He sends them to the circus. He creates a circus. He builds a giant coliseum.
To entertain. What does that mean? To bind or hold. To bind or hold what? An audience's attention. You say the word, tell a vision, television. And when you turn on that television, channels. What's on those channels? Programming. They are programming you. They've been programming your whole life. You don't even know it. They do it with your music. They do it with your TV. They do it with your movies. They do it with your games. They have been programming us and programming you since you were little, and you don't even know it because you don't even question.
Ain't that the damn truth? I love you all. I'll see you guys in the live stream tonight. Just remember, make sure you're subscribed to... all one word, Dr. Patriot, Rumble, BitChute, Brighteon, Locals. If anyone wants to help support me on Locals, feel free to. Yeah, man. Crazy stuff. We got a good live stream coming up tonight, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So hopefully everybody's available to drop in. I love you all, but I'm going to leave you with some comedy. All right, let's laugh just a little bit.
Yeah, I know. Fatherless behavior. But I want to focus on something else today. The comments. One in particular. This man decided to write a letter the size of a romance novel. And I'm going to read this, but before we begin, let me read to you the definition of the word simp. A man that puts himself in a subservient, submissive position under women in hopes of winning them over without the female bringing anything to the table. You know, like this guy. The human tripod. Then you got guys like this who write love letters the size of the script of Titanic to women that don't even know they exist. You know, Steph, I'ma tell you, son, honey. You are so beautiful. Oh, and of course there's not a single period in the entire letter. Still impressive considering he's probably drunk typing this out one-handed. I know you gotta be tired because you've been running around in my mind since yesterday. I mean, he even misspelled his username, Wild Child. The guy sees that every day and never changes the O to an I. What else doesn't this guy do? Could only imagine what his house is like. Since I seen that picture of you yesterday, you been running around in my mind. So I know you gotta be tired with your sexy. Like, what does he think this woman's gonna do? Tell him how blown away she is at his message? How she's been missing out on the man of her dreams? The only lines that work on a girl like this are cut on a counter. You are so sexy, I'm gonna tell you the truth stuff. How does somebody make it this far in life without wandering into traffic? You don't care about what you do for a living. All you care about, that's me. All I care about is kid. All right, I can't. This is too much. I mean, this just goes on and on and on. Anyway, I got something for him. I'd like to present this man with the Joey B. Simp of the Year Award. And there we go. Another simp down the drain.